listening to New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Kilby, XV, Lady Rick, Bweebum, with Rob Springer.
Hey, everybody, it's your old friend, John DeLuna. This is New Soundwave number 53. And I'm finally coming to you on video because, you know, Macintosh decided to catch up to 2008-ish,
I think.
Nice. And rolled out beta Skype.
Yeah.
For Mac. So sweet. Sweet.
Yeah,
hey,
awesome.
To start off the show, I'm going to tease again. We're literally in the middle of our contest to celebrate the one-year anniversary of New Soundwave in all its glorious forms. We are giving away a brand new copy of Super Street Fighter 4. For the 360. And so all you got to do for a chance to win is whenever we tweet that New Soundwave goes up, retweet that tweet. So that's all you got to do. And every time you do that for each of the three shows, last week, this week, and the next week, you get a chance to win. So you get up to three times, you know, the odds, I guess. So three times the chances to win a brand new copy of Super Street Fighter 4 for
awesome.
360. It is awesome. We'll draw the winner, of course, after next show, probably the show after that, which I think is around, I think that's the week of Thanksgiving. Isn't that right, Brian? Are we doing a show? Are we doing shows that week?
Sure.
Yeah, why not? Screw the fan.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's not on Thursday, which, you know, that's my Tombstone time. Every year on Thanksgiving, I watch Tombstone with my friends and family. My real family.
I thought you meant have a Tombstone pizza, like instead of turkey.
That'd be awesome.
I should start doing that.
Sit there with like some booze and a Tombstone pizza.
They used to make a turkey Tombstone pizza.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds crazy. Was it? Did they reference Thanksgiving at all with that, or was it just?
Okay,
I don't recall. I just remember it existing.
Tombstone, because lonely gets better.
Yeah.
Man, awesome. The lonely man.
At least it's not that Jones soda.
Oh god, that's
years ago.
Disgusting.
It was like turkey flavored.
They do that every year. They do that every year.
Yeah,
you have like a drink. I paid for this.
So you have to finish. So anyway, that's the contest, and we'll remind you at the end of this show. This week, New Soundwave's pretty awesome. We've got news on Gran Turismo 6. That's right, 6. Capcom counting on big things from Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Because they have no other choice. Nintendo filing for an interesting trademark that may be, I don't know, 5 years old, 5 years too old. And then Black Friday. We're going to talk about Black Friday. There's an interesting bit of news. And then we're also going to, you know, go in depth a little bit with Black Friday. So without further ado, real quickly, this is from News of the Weird. A Spanish neighborhood is going to name a street Super Mario. Why? I don't know. Just, you know, because to get us to talk about it, to get this podcast.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Absolutely. So the neighborhood association president says that real life plumbers live there, so it's perfectly fine. It's perfectly
works
viable.
Out.
That's right. That it really they have to name it Super Mario because of that.
Plumbers live here, and so do Dave's
right.
name Mario.
Absolutely.
Right, because Mario and Luigi, all they did was do plumbers.
All they did. Speaking of, on Netflix, I've been watching that old Lou Albano Super Mario.
Oh, yeah. I had that on my queue.
Awesome.
Yeah. Streaming is awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. That show is, like, totally underrated. There's, like, so many... I'm not going to say it's, like, high-level humor because it's not, but there is, like... There was more adult-level humor in there than I realized.
What about... Is Club Mario... Is Club Mario on there? Or is it just the Super Mario Brothers Super
I haven't looked. I'm trying to go sequentially. I'm trying to go somewhat, you know, in order. So I'm like, almost done with season one of it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, good show. Good stuff. And Lou Albano, RIP, man. Who was Luigi? Was Luigi, like, a famous actor or, like, just some guy?
Some dude.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, when you get done hitting that, killing... like cows for a living, you mind filming this? Yeah, man.
Captain Lou,
take that leather mask off and put this hat on. Okay. What's my name? Luigi. Cool. Hey Mario. Hey Luigi. All right.
So anyway, like I said, Gran Turismo 6. Yeah, don't worry about 5 not being out yet. It seems like Gran Turismo 6 is in development already.
For what system, I wonder?
Let's see. I don't know if I have that. I think they may PS2. Just say,
we're working on PS3, right? I mean, or PS19. But
that's how yeah, PS2. Like, hey, well, guys. I mean, like...
You know, the thing is, like, the 360 or the Microsoft executive said, like, the next generation's years away, but Sony is such like a hardware company and so itching to like put out stuff. I wonder like how far away they are. Yeah.
They're like, Move was good, but PS5 is better.
Yeah. Forget about 4. We're going to skip 4. 4 will be the beta.
Because 4 in Japanese is like death.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? 5 will retake the crown. To be fair, if you look back at like the history of gaming, since, I don't know, I guess say the early 80s, so, you know, more or less modern gaming. Like, history, like, shows, like, there's no guarantee of success based on, like, the previous generation. Because, I mean, like, the players, like, move around pretty substantially for the most part in each generation. So
the Xbox original Xbox didn't do that great, and PlayStation 2 dominated everybody.
Original Xbox did okay.
But it didn't do... I mean, it's not doing as great as it is.
It did
now.
Better than, say, what, the GameCube, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
GameCube definitely came in third.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm saying is, like, you know, PS2 dominated by far. Nobody
There's not. It's the biggest game console ever.
And even when the next generation, PS2 still dominated for, like, 2 years by far.
Yeah.
And now 360's out. You know, they're out in front more or less now. You know, the Nintendo Wii is somewhere in the middle there. PS3 is slowly catching up, slowly, but eventually the Wii is going to plateau, which it pretty much already has.
It really has.
Move into,
which is interesting. I think everybody thought like the Wii was going to have to plateau. I think when everybody like saw the Wii come out, everybody thought, this thing's going to be, you know, good for families and like a certain number of people, and it's going to plateau. But it was so successful, everybody forgot about that, and I guess assumed like it was going to be gangbusters for the entire generation. But guess what? It plateaued.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Nothing can, because at the end of the day, people are like, I've already got one.
Yeah, I mean, compare how many Wiis have sold to the PS2. There's plenty of room for growth.
Yeah.
But right. I think everyone who was potentially at all interested in that system. I mean, unless Nintendo, you know, can point out, hey, you don't have to wave the wand at the screen. There are games that you can play without doing that, you know.
Well, they put one out to Blu-ray player or
They're never going to do that.
Or well, like, yeah.
The thing is, if you take away waving the wand at it, you know, it's less years Nintendo still. I mean, it's not next generation hardware, strictly speaking.
Nope. It's two GameCubes put together.
Well, the Wii is like, let's put it out in different colors. As much as I love my Wii, it's like, here's an idea. Put out the Wii Slim.
The Wii Slim. That'd be pretty much impossible.
Yeah, the Wii is about as slim as it gets.
Yeah, the Wii's tiny. Well, the size of a book.
Yeah.
No, you make the Wii Slim by taking the disk drive out of it and, online content only.
Yeah, the Wii Go. Go Wii.
Yeah, the Wii Go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice.
Or you go, Wii Go.
That'd be awesome. That'd be
the
awesome.
Mojo Wii Go?
Okay. So, so we've solved Nintendo's problems.
Yeah.
Now, Capcom, on the other hand, I don't know. So as we talked about last week, I believe, one of their big creatives took off. Inafune, who is the creator of Mega Man and some other things, hit the road, Jack. He left. And so Capcom was kind of left high and dry, and certainly their fans freaked out about this, and in response, Capcom is basically crossing both you know, every finger and every digit it's got, and counting on Marvel vs. Capcom 3 to sell 2 million units, and in the spring of 2011, they are hoping to accelerate research and development on just about everything. They expect the Japanese release of Monster Hunter Freedom 3. On the PSP to sell 3.6 million units, which I don't know. I know the PSP is popular in Japan. I don't know if it's that popular.
Is it? Japan, seriously?
I mean, it's good. I mean, Sony overall is fairly popular. I'm not going to say dominant probably in Japan, but I mean, you know, it's a healthy It's a healthy fan base for them. And the PSP, I know, is a health, is a fairly healthy fan base. Has a fairly healthy Japanese fan base.
Hey, Monster Hunter on PSP in Japan, I mean, that's its own system practically.
Yeah, I mean that's probably fair. Yeah. It's like Pokemon.
That's like Pokemon for DS, yeah.
Yeah. It's their Pokemon. But still, I mean, their response to Inafune leaving is, you know, just like hoping and praying that everything they've got in the pipeline is going to be gangbusters. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see what Marvel vs. Capcom 3 does, actually, because Super Street Fighter 4 has kind of set up a semi-revival, I would say, of fighting games as far as like pop culture goes and just the very, very average fan goes. Mm-hmm. And then you couple that with Mortal Kombat coming out roughly, you know, around the same time, first half of next year. We'll see. The one thing Marvel vs. Capcom 3 has that nobody else has is Marvel, you know, that property. And so you can throw a bunch of commercials on TV with Iron Man, and that's going to move a ton of units, so probably by itself.
What happened to the deal they had with EA? Is EA no longer publishing their games?
I don't know. That's a good question. I certainly haven't heard EA's name in a while. It may be one of those things where it just kind of quietly the contract expired, or you know,
had to be.
Their agreement was pretty limited, and they just didn't renew it.
I mean, it seemed like a surprise to me that they re-released Marvel vs. Capcom 2 on the Xbox 360. I mean, that just came out of the blue. Like, well, yeah. That's a fluke, you know, I thought. Then, lo and behold, Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
You mean on the arcade, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, downloadable. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know Marvel vs. Capcom 2 still has a pretty good cult following. Heck, they still play it competitively in tournaments. So, yeah, wow. I mean, that may be one thing. I mean, they may have like said, you know what? People still really like this game, and like casual people watch it like online streaming and crap. So you may as well like throw it up for $10 or $15, whatever it was, and see what happens. So that might be the story behind that. Speaking of old properties making a comeback. Nintendo hopes to make a comeback with Donkey Kong Country, and to coincide with the new Donkey Kong Country, they are trying to trademark the phrase, "It's on like Donkey Kong." Gentlemen,
I hope this happens.
Gentlemen.
This
yeah,
has
I know
to
you
happen.
Do, buddy. But you could go to Cafe Press and make your own, like for, I guess, before the lawyers find well, out, I guess.
Welcome to 15 years ago. So welcome to 15 years ago, Nintendo. Thank you.
I know.
No,
I know.
Yeah. Imagine, remember Nintendo's great ads in the 90s where it had like Butthole Surfers music and like people, no! And they'd run it around and appear.
No, now I just really imagine, don't.
Now just imagine like commercial, it's like, oh yeah, it's on like Donkey Kong. You're like, I just saw it on TV, guys. Wow, it's internet meme. Life is, wow. Awesome. I mean, I just want to see Cranky Kong say it.
let's see here. I know the rhinoceros
it's like Donkey Kong.
Is making a comeback. Yeah. You know, Donkey Kong Country, I guess it's just like further confirmation that we're just going to do like the early 90s all over again, basically, in video games right now. It's like a total nostalgia play. It's kind of like Transformers when you think
works
about
out.
It. Yeah, it works out. Speaking of Nintendo, we're going to tweet a pretty interesting comparison video of GoldenEye, the old game versus the new game. So check that out on the Twitter feed. And while you're at it, when we post the new show, retweet it and do yourself a favor. You'll make yourself eligible to win Super Street Fighter 4 for the 360. I also will tweet, because this is, you know, fairly a visual thing. There is somebody did 200 video game characters in the form of Mega Man sprites.
Awesome.
Wow.
So, yeah, we'll tweet that. We bring that kind of stuff to you. Hey, is anybody here into Black Ops and that series of gaming?
I just got it last night.
Nice.
Played it
was
like,
it release day? When was it? This week?
Yeah.
It was release week?
Yeah. Nice. Amazon has this awesome release date policy.
Uh-huh.
You pay 99 cents, and no matter what, if as long as you order it before midnight on Tuesday, you get it on Tuesday.
Wow.
Sweet.
For 99 cents. It's amazing.
Nice. Do they do that for every game or just like the big titles?
I don't know. But when I they had it available for Halo, Reach, and Black Ops. I think they do have it for most games.
Interesting.
It may depend. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It probably depends, and I'm sure, like, somewhere along the line, they have, like, deals with the publishers, you know, to kind of subsidize it or get some kind of kickback. Anyway.
Yeah, because there's no way.
Yeah. We bring this up just because we may tweet this, too, but I don't want to blow up the Twitter. But if you watch TV, chances are you've seen this, too. For Black Ops, they hired a bunch of, like, random stars like Kobe Bryant and Jimmy Kimmel to star in their commercial.
Which this was so awesome.
That was a fun commercial.
It was a fun commercial. Basically, they're just, you know, running around war-torn cityscapes shooting at each other. And it's just a bunch of, like, random celebrities. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. We live in a pretty great age for video game commercials. We kind of got into, I would say, like, a creative lull when the first Gears of War commercial came out. Because then everybody just copied that for a while. Everybody just picked, like, some awesome, like, vintage song or, like, classic rock song or something and just played that to sometimes not, you know, actual game footage. Basically,
oh, hi, like, Fable 3.
Juxtaposition. Yeah, or, basically.
Or how about, what was that, Tony? Tom Clancy's his flight simulator, Hawks, or whatever.
He had a flight simulator.
They will slap that name on anything.
I mean, it's true. Yeah. I mean, that's very true.
Yeah. So anyway, but for the most part, we live in a pretty cool age of video game commercials. Just, you could lose, like, a couple hours on YouTube just kind of watching recent video game commercials. They're pretty awesome. Let's see. What else in the news? Hey, fourth quarter video game sales. Here are some predictions. And this leads in nicely to our Black Friday conversation. So the CEA, the Consumer Electronics Association, has pretty kind words to say for holiday spending. They project 18.24 million units of video game hardware will be shipped in the last 3 months of 2010.
Holy hardware, so, crap.
Yeah, hardware. So 18.24 million units of hardware, which is up from about 17.6 million last year. And then, let's see here, TVs, so some kind of related stuff. TVs, they're expected 10.74 million units. Digital cameras, 14.3. And MP3 players, iPods. 12.88 million. This is a bunch of stuff, I guess. So, in other words, we buy a lot of crap around here. The primary driver behind this trend seems to be a higher proportion of overall spending on electronics, so which makes sense. More people spend more money on electronics, basically because, I mean, you could probably argue it's just more of a necessity, if anything. Plus, I mean, you know, it seems like it's a weird necessity. It seems like almost everybody says, well, I got to have, like, a flat screen TV. Well, I also got to have, like, a 50-inch flat screen TV. You know, it's
plus a masseuse to, like, massage me while I watch, you know,
TV. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see here. One more tidbit. Since 50 to 60% of industry, video game industry sales come from the fourth quarter. So think about that. So over half of all video game sales come in the last 3 months of the year. The trend from 2009 to 2010 could still end up being positive. It's worth noticing that digital sales and spending on services like subscriptions have increased every year. Since they've become kind of commonplace. So I would probably say around the 360 is when subscriptions became really common. So you know, basically everybody's going to spend all their pennies and dimes on video games and electronics. Interesting. Let's see here. Okay, so let's move on to the topic. And the topic is Black Friday. I'll start off with a little tidbit. It's become really common. And I work in retail, so I know. Believe me, I know.
With same a here.
Yeah, same with Brian. That Black Friday ads. Well, first of all, we start talking about Black Friday in retail, like, in the summer.
At least.
And nowadays, Black Friday ads leak, like, around the 1st of November, really. They start, like, leaking. And then the big stores, like Sears or Lowe's or maybe JCPenney, Those Black Friday ads leak around now, actually. Just before, about a couple weeks out of Thanksgiving.
I wouldn't know anything about any type of, you know, things like that.
No. No. No, we're, in fact, we're skipping Black Friday.
Yeah.
That may or may not be true. At JCPenney. So one of the ads that leaked was Sears, and there's some interesting stuff in Sears if you're a video game aficionado. One of the things, two of the things, are limited edition red and green DSi bundles. So that one's for Rob.
Yeah.
Which include a Mario Party DS.
Just got so, awesome.
And, you know, I hear Mario Party, and again, I think Lemon Party, and then I cry inwardly.
Ironically, it's one of the mini games. It's nice. Like, you know, cliche, Luigi, no.
A PS3 bundle for $300. Okay, you know what? For all the price cuts they tout with PS3, they sure push bundles all the time, so it kind of defeats the purpose anyway. A $300 PS3 bundle that includes Uncharted 2, that's good, and a Blu-ray
Uncharted 2 is great.
Karate Kid.
Wait, the new Karate Kid or the classic Karate Kid?
No, not
worst thing ever.
Not G1.
Jackie Chan needs a paycheck. The movie.
It's nice. Hey, if you get the Blu-ray, you apparently get like 5 minutes of Jackie Chan fighting.
I've seen it. It's pretty awesome.
At least you don't get. At least you don't get 5 minutes of the next Karate Kid.
Apparently, with the Blu-ray, it's like secret Easter egg. Oh, the good Karate Kid.
Awesome. If you zoom in on Jackie Chan's crotch at the right time.
Apparently Sears and or Sony have like some kind of deal with the devil and Jackie Chan. Because here's another bundle. It's PSP 3000 for $130. It includes Little Big Planet and the new Karate Kid.
Ooh.
So,
yeah, what is this new Karate Kid thing?
I don't
they
know.
They are sitting in warehouses for stock. They're like, everyone loves Will Smith's kid.
Everyone loves Will Smith. They'll love his kid.
I mean, it makes sense because Karate Kid is just new on, like, not extremely new on DVD, but it is just new enough. And
for their surplus.
It is also
just enough for Target to clear.
And Sony is also one of the studios that produced the movie.
Sony must have a buyback agreement with all the retailers. So.
Buyback agreement. Yeah, it's like a stop.
The scary thing is, didn't that movie did like well enough to like warrant a sequel?
Oh god.
Yeah. It was like number one for 2 or 3 weeks. Something
the
like
movie
that.
Did well. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it wasn't like a failure.
No. Yeah. It's never the good movies.
Yeah.
In that story. Anyway, 360 has a bundle for $200. Not 300 like PS3.
Come on,
$200. No, not quite. But it does include Halo Reach. So
really,
yeah. I mean, that's interesting.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. 4 gigabyte Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Am I the only one to still think that a PS3 bundle for $300 is still a decent chunk of change?
Yeah, but in my mind, Sony is programming to think of the PS3. When I say premium, I don't mean as in quality, but as in charge. So when the price of the PS3 drops down to $300, that to me is a deal, whether it really is or not. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh wow, I could buy this really expensive. It's like I get a Groupon or something for like half off a meal at a restaurant that is overly priced. I, you know, go get the meal for about what it's worth retail. But, you know, it's still, you know, it's like, oh, wow, what a deal. It's still crap.
How much is a PS3 Slim anyway? $300,
$300,
right?
$300,
yeah.
So it's like, well, I've got a shitty movie and a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get a good game and a shitty movie. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, two quick ones. Go, Peter.
Because my coworker and I were discussing this, and he was saying how he's like, oh, you should totally buy the PS3. I was like, if it goes down $50, I may consider buying. But right now, $300 is still a decent amount of money that I'm not willing to part with.
You could pay bills with that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a throwaway amount. I mean, it's $300, and it's like...
Yeah.
I can understand if there's something I cannot live without for this thing, but right now, it's just... I'm sorry, God of War isn't making me want to buy one.
Yeah, I mean, is it chemotherapy or is it like a PS3? I'm going to the chemotherapy.
Exactly. Like $300 is not an impulse buy. A Kindle at $139 is an impulse buy.
Yeah.
Right? But
yeah, yeah, I mean, even if it takes like a month to pull together like the $300, it's a month to reconsider.
Yes.
It's a drastic guess.
Oh, crap.
So, I mean, this weekend I was, I said, well, do I want to get Predaking or do I want to get a Keurig? Well, the Keurig, and I don't regret it. So
that's the
man, somewhere Predaking, it's sad.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
So, hey, Bob.
Two quick things before we get to the topic. As Rob holds up Domo and Chuck E. Cheese. everybody. These last two are kind of so-so. Anyway, for the Sears Black Friday stuff, one of them is $10 off a Black Wii bundle. Okay. And then the last one is discounts on games like Medal of Honor, Fable 3, Halo Reach, available for around $40. Those two suck. Some of those are okay, like the Xbox bundle. Which brings me to my my topic of discussion about Black Friday and video games. I will admit, just personally, I got my PS3 in a pseudo Black Friday deal. Because every year, what Walmart does is like on Saturdays, I guess like for like four or five Saturdays leading up to Black Friday, I think, they do a Black Friday deal. And one of them was the PS3 for like $300, and you got a $100 Walmart gift card.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I do remember that. Yeah,
so it wasn't bad. I jumped on it.
Not bad at all.
That's
a good deal.
Pretty good deal. So that's like the one time, the only time I've ever done anything video game related, and probably really only Black Friday related ever. So I ask you guys, is there anything in video game, in the realm of video games, that you would venture out to on Black Friday to get? I mean, is there not, like Peter was saying, like a $250 PS3, is that a good enough deal for you to like fight through Black Friday or like sit there on Amazon and like, so there's like nothing.
Last year I went to, I hate to say this, John, I went to Old Navy on Black Friday.
I remember that.
Because they were giving away, of course, Lego Rock Band. And all you had to do is buy $20 in stuff. So what did I do? I went and paid $20. And I got
a pair of pants.
I got a pair of pants and a shirt I couldn't wear so I could get Lego Rock Band for free. Yeah.
So that counts as something, technically.
Yeah.
Technically. I remember. Do you still have the pants?
It really wasn't pants. It was like a warm shirt and a t-shirt that I couldn't wear.
So the opposite of pants.
Yes.
I remember in 05 traveling Targets on Black Friday because I was too lazy to get up on time, but traveling to get a Lego Star Wars for like $10.
Why?
Because I really wanted it, and I was like, $10, that's good. And while I'm at there, I buy toys.
Nice. Nice. So I guess with both of you, that's interesting. It was games. So it was like software. There's not like a hardware deal that's like worth fighting those crowds.
Yeah.
The only thing I've ever done Black Friday for was to get a $100 GameCube however many years ago.
That's not bad.
I have two game-related stories. How's that? How's that to brighten up the mood a little bit?
Break it, son.
All right, so when the Wii first came out, you know how pretty much it was a mad dash anywhere and whichever way you could to get a Wii, right?
Yeah.
So that Black Friday, I had all intents and purposes of waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning. There are two next, within a quarter mile of each other, there are two GameStops. There was a GameStop and an EB Games before they closed that EB Games down. And I was totally ready for it. And there was a Toys R Us, even like another less than a quarter mile way down. So I was gunning for it. I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to wake up at six. I'm going to get in line. It's going to be great. Didn't work out. I passed out. I fell asleep. I never woke up. I didn't wake up until like 11 o'clock, right? So I didn't wake up until, so I didn't wake up until 11. And I was like, ah, damn it. How's this going to work out now? So, and I was like, it's too late now. So I had some lunch around 12:30 or so. I started calling. I call EB Games. I was like, do you have any Nintendo Wiis left? No, like, they laughed in my face. They're like, no. I called the GameStop. I was like, please tell me you have Wiis left. And they're like, no. Are you out of your mind? And I was like, okay. So finally, in my last-ditch effort, I called Toys R Us, and I said, hey, do you have any Nintendo Wiis left? And they're like, yeah, come on down.
Unbelievable.
I was like, wait, what? You do? And they're like, yeah, absolutely.
Just when was this? Was this like, last week?
No. Yeah, I kid you not. It was insane. On a on 1 o'clock after Black Friday ended, I called Toys R Us, and they said, yes, we have a Nintendo Wii.
They must have been staggering the release of that so that people would come through the whole day to get that.
So what they did was, I found out, is they had 6 of them. They didn't tell a soul. You had to ask, and then they told you. So nice. They had no displays. They had empty boxes of displays and stuff. But people just, I guess, they assumed that you couldn't get a Nintendo Wii. So I went up to the guy at the store, and I said, hey, I called like 10 minutes ago, and I heard you had a Nintendo Wii. And they're like, yeah, let me go back and get one for you. I was like, okay. Wow. So as he went back there, I made sure, as soon as he started walking away from me, I gunned it as fast as I could over to the rack. I snagged another, like 2 nunchucks, 1 Wii Remote, Twilight Princess. Ran back over there. I was like, I'm ready. Let's go.
Awesome.
It was like, it was the best Black Friday of my life.
That's like the worst like strategy in sales that I've ever heard.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
So yeah, I was
like a secret.
I walked away like afraid that somebody was just going to like rob me. I was just definitely
Rob
afraid.
Knows about that.
Yeah. You were right to fear.
So I won there. And then last season they had I don't know why I did this. Wii Sports Resort. GameStop was having a Wii Sports Resort sale. They said that if you get a Wii Sports Resort, which already comes with the Wii Motion Plus, we will give you a free Wii Motion Plus.
Wow.
So I was like, all right, I'll go. Woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, walked over to the GameStop, which is like a block away. And then I waited in line. Everybody went in. I grabbed these 2 things. I was like, okay, I'm done. I went home, fell asleep. That was it.
GameStop.
Oh, that's not nearly as good a story.
Yeah.
Last generation GameStop had the, for like all the systems, if you got a greatest hits title, it was buy one, get one free on Black Friday.
Yeah.
And I used to just go like rack up on games. It's like, man, I don't even want to play this one.
Yeah. It was just crazy because there were people all over there. Like somebody bought like, what is it? What's that damn thing called? Band Hero. And it was not on sale or anything. They were just like, they decided to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning just to buy the game that you could buy any other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like people go nuts on Black Friday.
That's me.
They have to come home with something.
The first time I did Black Friday, I literally went and bought stuff that I could have bought any other day at the exact same price.
Yeah. And that's what they're betting on, right?
Yeah, I bought a Create a Zen, the micro photo. I bought an Antec hard drive enclosure for a 2.5-inch IDE hard drive. And I bought a lambskin jacket at Sam's Club.
Yeah, that is what they're betting on.
You fail at Black Friday.
I still wear that jacket to this day, sir. It's still warm and comfy.
Very good.
I don't care. You still fail it back at Black Friday.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, yeah. Especially Peter. I remember stores like putting up the sign, "We have Wii's," like a year after it came out.
Yeah.
Still doing that. And then the Wii Fit came out.
There are drugstores here that have signs that say that we have Silly Bands. Everybody has Silly Bands.
Yeah. Silly Bands aren't hard to find, but they will still advertise them.
Yeah.
I was down the shore earlier this year, and then they were like, "We have green lasers."
Oh, I wanted to pick up a green laser at Radio Shack a couple days ago.
I was like, "I don't get it. What the hell?" Every store down the shore had green lasers. I was like, "What's so good about it? Does it cut people? Other than like, I mean, what's the difference between green and red? Like, I mean,
there's
a big difference. Yeah,
I'll tell you the big difference. Okay." Because it has been like a good 12 years of seeing that stupid red dot on every single damn movie I go to. That finally.
We just got to get some love, man.
Plus, the green laser can blind you.
Yeah. That's what I heard about green is processed by the human eye.
And if you go like a deeper color, like blue. A blue laser can blind you just by reflecting off a wall.
I was just gonna say, watch out for the blue lasers.
Yeah. Yeah,
and just like LED progression.
Yeah,
the closer you blue you get, the brighter the hell it is.
Yeah, so if you're just, like, bouncing it against a wall and you can see it, you might be blind a couple of days later. It's not even instant. You could just wake up blind, like, 3 days later. It's awesome.
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is.
Man, there are so many 12-year-olds listening to this podcast right now.
I know. That is going to be the hot Christmas toy.
Thankfully, a blue laser is still, like, $200 or $300.
Maybe you know, in this country, buddy.
Yeah, true.
Going along with what Peter was saying about people getting robbed for Wii's, and of course my infamous Xbox story, I recall like a couple of months after we had come out.
No black
out,
lasers,
Best
but
Buy,
black lights.
Woohoo! Party time. Sorry. I recall going to a Best Buy to get a game for my Wii, and the salesperson had a Wii because they had a couple in stock at this time. He had the security thing tied around it, was walking around with a security guard, walking to people, would you like to buy a Wii? And the security guard was like, yeah, because people, it's, dude, it's Atlanta. They will snatch and grab. He was walking around, and he was like, had the security thing on, and a security guard, and he's
did
like,
did he have a handcuff so like, to it?
No, not that far, but it was an armed guy walking around behind him. He was like, would anyone like to buy a Wii? We have them in stock.
Wow.
They had, like, maybe two.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm surprised that security guard didn't have his gun out ready.
He's just like, just man.
Pointed at everybody just in case.
Step back! Everybody
the
step back!
Like, before, I would have said, y'all was stupid for this junk. But last year, someone robbed someone for an Xbox, so I'm keeping my eyes this week.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, good talk, guys. Especially about how to blind somebody with a laser pointer.
Don't do that. That's a hard laser.
You don't get that on other podcasts, people. What else you don't get is a chance to win Super Street Fighter 4. So to close the show once more, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on TF Radio, at TF Radio on Twitter. And for this show and next show, when we tweet that the new Soundwave has been posted, retweet that tweet, and you will be entered in our drawing for Super Street Fighter 4 for the 360. It is awesome.
Very awesome.
It is a very awesome game. It's a game of the year, if you ask a lot of people, really. And you will have a shot to win it. Makes a great gift for yourself or your family or a complete stranger. You can do whatever you want with it because it'll be yours.
Tots, that thing.
Yes. So, for the gang, for Brian, for XV, for Peter, AKKK, Bweebum, for Rob, for myself, I am John DeLuna. That is New Soundwave. We will see you next week.
This has been New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Gilbert, XV, Lady Rack, Bweebum, with Rob Springer. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Check out all our videos at tfvideo.net. Like the podcast? Tell your friends. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.